What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Easiest, Most Simple, Insignificant Things Are the Ones Who End Up Becoming Your Downfall. And this is why I feel sorry for Donald J. Trump. So, as you guys know, I was involved in a car accident, head-on collision with a drunk driver. And she totaled my car from the front. Obviously, I tried resurrecting it because the radiator was busted. And I was actually able to resurrect it, but unfortunately, it died in the operating room. And her insurance company turns out that she actually had insurance. It was totally her fault. Wrong driver, wrong way, you know. So I was totally stopped when she hit me. So, in fact, I'm in a rental car right now that's provided by her insurance company, and I ain't paying for this rental car, obviously. So, the car died in the operating room, and now it's in car heaven, which is a lot by the insurance company to take a look at it and give me an estimate of how much they're gonna pay me for it. They better not lowball me. They better not say, oh yeah, bro, your car is like 2K, bro. Fuck that shit. So, the car ended up dying because there was something in the engine. Because when she hit me, like, the whole front of the car actually went inside the engine, and that fucked up the engine. So when I got the car finally up and running with the radiator, and I was doing a radiator flush, it ended up destroying the car from the inside because the engine was already fucked up, and it was obviously it's gonna be a total loss, you know. Plus, it's an old car anyway, so just the cosmetic damage alone, I was already quoted for $3,000 for the cosmetic damage plus engine repair, shit like that. That's probably another $3,000-$4,000 minimum. So that car, just to get that car back to where it was before the accident happened, is at least 8K. So anyways, going back to the point of this video, changing the radiator was not the hard part, even though taking out a radiator, replacing it with a new one, is a little bit, I don't want to say difficult, but it does require a brain power, and it does require knowledge of hardware. You know, this is why Coach Pitchpill doesn't own a car. And I was able to take out the radiator. I put in the new one. Now, the hardest part, the part that caused me the most grief, believe it or not, was actually trying to put the clip on the hose that connects to the radiator. I spent several hours trying to get this freaking pin to go over the radiator hose so the radiator hose can stay in place, otherwise it will slip on out. And once you get the radiator in there, you know, I'm a big guy, so I have big hands, so I have to work between the radiator and fucking other shit to get the hose that was way down there. So look what happened to my hands, okay guys? This, you have to remember, this is a couple of days ago, okay guys? Like this, and my entire hand was bleeding, okay? All this was bleeding and busted because here I am trying to get this clip on the hose so the hose doesn't get, so the hose doesn't slip off the radiator. And I spent more time, I put in more effort trying to get the clip on the damn radiator hose than I did removing and replacing the radiator, the old one, with the new one. And before that, like years ago, I had a motorcycle, it was a scooter, and I was working on the engine. And I finally got the engine going after God knows how many days I was working on it. I finally got the engine going. And there was, and you have to remember, the if I remember right, the engine, I don't know in what position I had the engine in, but I remember that once the engine got going, I was supposed to screw a screw back in, So it holds the engine or the compartment together, and the screw, small screw, like a 10 cent screw from fucking Ace Hardware, it fell out of my fingers and it went right into the hole that's going into the engine. And guess what? That destroyed the engine. So imagine that, guys. Imagine a 10 cent screw falling into the engine chamber, ends up destroying the engine. Imagine a freaking 10 cent clip that has to get onto the radiator hose. Otherwise, the radiator hose is gonna slip and your car is gonna overheat and it's gonna destroy your engine, you know? It's always the small, insignificant stuff that fuck you over the most. Now, you guys are probably asking, what the hell does this have to do with Donald J. Trump? Now, as you guys know, Trump at this point genuinely believes he is al-hukum al-a'la. He genuinely believes he's God Most High. He believes he's Jesus Hitler. He believes he is that he is God Emperor. He believes in all of that stuff, okay, guys? But the thing you guys need to understand about Jesus Hitler slash, you know, God Emperor is that there's a real God out there who's just waiting for him. Now, the thing you have to understand about Trump is that Trump, like Pharaoh, genuinely believes he's God. He believes he is God Most High, and no entity out there is equal to him, okay? So now, Trump, you all saw that video of that Trump did where he's in Gaza with Netanyahu. They're at one of his casinos. They're sitting by the beach. They're drinking martinis, right? You know, so this guy genuinely believes he's going to be able to, like, get rid of two million Palestinians and turn the Gaza Strip into some sort of Trump Towers with a casino and drinking alcohol. This just goes to show you how misled Trump is. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, God told Moses to give up on Pharaoh, okay? You have to give up on Donald J. Trump. There is no, oh, well, if we have a dialogue with him, if we protest, guys, Donald Trump is saying, if you dare protest, I'm gonna put you in prison in fucking El Salvador, okay, guys? So, you're dealing with a madman, you are dealing with somebody who genuinely thinks he's God, that he is al-Hakum al-A'la, that he is God Most High. Now, at this point, guys, when it comes to Trump, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, he's either the Antichrist or he is the runner-up to the Antichrist. Now, as much as Trump genuinely thinks he's God, because there's a real God out there who is better than Trump, that God is gonna destroy Donald J. Trump with the smallest, most insignificant thing, and that thing is the Houthis of Yemen. As you guys know, I made a video couple of weeks ago titled the Houthis are going to be the end of Donald J. Trump. So as you guys know, Trump declared war on the Houthis, and to him, the Houthis are barefoot Bedouins from a fourth world. They're not even a third world, guys. They are a fourth world, okay? So to him, these Houthis are insignificant. So Trump is like, I'm going to open the gates of hell. I'm going to eradicate the Houthis. You know, just give me a couple of hours. I'm going to annihilate them. What Trump fails to understand is that the Houthis are going to be the end of Donald J. Trump, okay? The Houthis are not going to go down. You guys need to understand. The Prophet Muhammad blessed the Yemenites, okay? He blessed Yemen. Trump is cursing Yemen. Well, guess what? Trump versus the real God is gonna win all day, every day. So, in Trump's brain, I'm gonna eradicate the Houthis. Then I'm gonna fucking expel 2 million Palestinians and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. I'm gonna be God Emperor. I'm gonna be sipping martinis with Netanyahu on the Mediterranean coast. That's really what's going through Trump's head. Now, I don't know if you guys know anything about the Bible, but or history. There was a king. Now, I don't know who it was, okay? Was it Tiberius of Rome, or was it, who's that, king that God really hated? Not Abikenazar. No, there's another one. There is, Jesus. He was on the tip of my tongue. The guy who built the Tower of Babel, okay? The guy who built the Tower of Babel. He was a very, very mighty king, and I think God had a small insignificant insect like go up his nose, go into his brain, and that drove him crazy. I forgot, was that Tiberius, the emperor of Rome? Or was it the guy who built the Tower of Babel? Who's the guy who built the Tower of Babel? Who was the guy who built the Tower of Babel? It was, if I look on the computer right now, if I look on the smartphone right now, it's going to end this video, so I can't do that. Who the hell built the Tower of Babel? Ooh, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's a king. We know that. Nimrod. Yes, King Nimrod. So King Nimrod built the Tower of Babel because he genuinely thought he was better than God. He genuinely thought that he can go up on top of the Tower of Babel and actually kill God. That's what he really thought. Okay, kind of like Pharaoh, kind of like Trump. So what did the real God do? The real God sent a insignificant insect, again, went up his nose into his brain and drove him literally crazy, okay? In fact, they said, according to a lot of Arabs, historians, they said the only way King Nimrod can actually function is if you hit him upside his head, you know? Kind of like how you have to hit a Coach Bitchpil upside the head when he uses too much teeth when he's working at the truck stop, if you know what I mean, you know. So, point here is the most insignificant things that you think, that you don't even think of, are the things that will always end up bringing you down. Now, it's very important for you guys to understand that Trump is not going to be destroyed from within. Let me say that one more time. Trump is not going to be destroyed from within America. Trump is going to be destroyed externally, okay? If Trump is genuinely the Antichrist, which I think he is, because I don't see anybody on the horizon that's a big of a con artist as Trump. Nobody's like him. Even if they bring in somebody else like Netanyahu, like everybody knows Netanyahu is a piece of shit. Everybody knows what Netanyahu stands for. But Trump says one thing, he does the total and complete opposite of it, okay? I mean, this is a guy, before he became president, he scammed MAGA out of billions of dollars in his fake cryptocurrency, you know? Same thing with his wife. So Trump, I am quite certain, is really the Antichrist. So I think what's going to happen is that the Yemenites are going to bring Trump into the war in the Middle East. And then he's going to go haywire, and he's going to be like, well, I'm trying to kill these Yemenites and I'm not killing them, and they're actually succeeding in destroying, you know, Jewish ships, you know, because who was it yesterday? Was it Nick Fuentes? It was somebody yesterday who said that what the Houthis are doing is that they're targeting ships that are going into Israel. So by targeting ships that are going into Israel, they do a few things. Number one, the Israeli economy goes down because they're not getting they're not getting the stuff they need. Because you have to remember, Israel is a small, insignificant country surrounded by a quarter billion useless Arabs. So a lot of stuff that Israel gets, they have to import, okay? And those stuff that are imported into Israel, well, guess what? The Houthis are like, well, if you guys are going to commit genocide against the Palestinians, we have no choice but to destroy your economy, so you are incapable of committing genocide, which is the right thing to do. So the Houthis are actually on the right side of history by destroying any ship that supports the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. So now that Trump is in this idea that, hey, I'm gonna beat Yemen, but he won't. He's gonna go ballistic. He's gonna go ballistic because he's not getting things his way. That's gonna drive him crazy. And when that drives him crazy, he's gonna be like, you know what? The nuclear option is for me. Literally, the nuclear option is for me to go into Gaza. So what Trump is gonna do, guys, is that he is going to have a draft. He's gonna draft hundreds of thousands of young Americans to go die for dirty Jews. This is what you guys need to understand. Trump is moving very quick and very sloppily, okay? Even I did not expect Trump to be this evil, not just evil, but also doing this much evil in a short amount of time. Like, the guy hasn't been president for 2 months and he already destroyed the US economy. Like, guys, look, everything here is going down. Look, there's a food truck. See that food truck right there, guys? See that food truck? Okay, that food truck has been there for hours. Nobody's going there. That food truck, that's a Dominican food truck. That food truck back in the day was so fucking popular. Like, up until fucking Trump became president, that food truck was always booming. The guy would never be sitting outside like that. See? He's sitting outside. See? The guy is sitting outside, right? He'd never ever be sitting outside. He'd always be in the truck cooking because there's always people sitting outside, okay, guys? But now, because of Trump and he destroyed the economy, like, all these restaurants are going out of business, you know? Because I'm back to doing DoorDash because I can't work on the truck because my back hurts if I stand too much. So I'm going into these restaurants that at one point, you know, they were always booming. And I'm like, what is this? How are these people are going to go out of business, you know? You go into a restaurant, you got 3 or 4 employees in there, everybody getting paid $20 an hour. Then you only have like 1 or 2 customers, or most places don't even have customers. It's like, and the low season is going to be here in a month or two. It's going to be hot as hell. So the low season here in Florida begins in May, because everybody goes back north, you know. The last low season was this. They said the last low season we had in Florida was the worst we ever had. Well, this one is even gonna be worse. And I expect a lot of businesses, a lot of small mom and pop businesses like restaurants to go out of business, guys, you know. Joanne's Fabric is going out of business. Big Lots is going out of business. Like, a lot of major chains are going out of business, guys, you know. The U.S. really no longer has a functioning economy at this point. At this point, we don't have a functioning economy anymore because people just don't have money. Rent is super high. Gas, you know, right now you'd think the gas is good because gas is like $2.75 here in Florida. But knowing Trump, what does Trump do best? He is a deceiver. He's a great con artist. So, like everybody says, Trump is gonna pull the rug from underneath us. When that big war happens with Iran, which will happen in July, gas that's $2.75, it's gonna be $5, $6, $7 a gallon, guys, okay? Once gas gets up to $4, $5, $6, $7, that's it. The economy is done. That's it. It's a wrap for the American economy, okay? You guys gotta understand, Trump is a mad man. Trump is the equivalent of a bull in a China shop, okay? If you take a bull, you put it in a China shop, you know it's gonna destroy everything. That's exactly what Trump is. In fact, Islam talks about the Dajjal being Dabbat al-Ard. Dabbat al-Ard in Arabic means beast of the earth. So Donald Trump is the beast of the earth. What does the beast of the earth do? The beast of the earth, it ends up destroying everything, you know? Dabbat al-Ard, aka beast of the earth, is a beast that's a wild, dangerous, crazy beast, meaning that it's gonna destroy the world, it's gonna destroy everything, and there's really nothing you can do to stop this beast. You guys gotta understand, Donald J. Trump, he's not here for me. He's not here for you, okay? Donald J. Trump is here to punish wishy-washy people, weak and pathetic people, okay? People like me, see, Islam tells us, if you memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, which I have and I recited to you guys before, you are saved from the antics of the Antichrist. So Trump has no negative effect on me, okay, guys? Like, Trump doesn't affect me. Yeah, sure, DoorDash is not, I'm not making the type of money I used to make with DoorDash. That's fine, work an extra hour or two to make up for the shortfall. Not the end of the world. Yeah, sure, you know, the food truck, which is run by my executive chef now, just be smart. Just target specific locations at night where there's some sort of event or drunk people, and you'll be fine, okay? So Trump does not affect me, okay? The average person is affected by Trump, not me, okay? With me, I can hop on a plane, go to Colombia, and God willing, I'll be just fine, okay? So you guys gotta understand, Trump being Dabbat al-Ard, being the beast of the earth, he's gonna trample over, he's gonna stampede over all the wishy-washy people out there who are like, eh, to them it's just another day. You know, there's a lot of people out there, guys, who are totally, they're totally unaware of what's going on. They're like, it's Ramadan, okay? Like, the people at our masjid, they are totally, totally unaware of what's going on. To them, it's like any other regular day. It's like, you guys can't see what's going on? You guys don't realize that we're one executive order away from, like, fucking extermination camps? We're one nuclear bomb away from, like, end of civilization? You all can't see that? You're not... You know, somebody explained to me a couple of days ago in person, and surprisingly, I was watching a video on MGTOW TV yesterday where the person who made the video was talking about Plato's cave, okay? I think it's called Plato's cave, okay? So Plato's cave is this notion that you have people who live underground and they see images on the wall and they think that those images are real, but in reality they're not. And because those images are soothing them, you know, it's like, imagine, you know, imagine it's scary outside, it's night, it's scary, you shouldn't be there, but you see images of people walking around having fun. So to yourself, it's like, okay, it's totally okay for me to be out here in the middle of the woods with fucking wolves and grizzly bears and shit like that at night, because you're seeing images of people laughing, going about their life, dancing. So you're like, this is cool. But the reality of the matter is, those images are fake, okay? That's how it is right now with us, okay? The images we see on the news of Trump being God Emperor, Jesus Hitler, everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy. In fact, the economy is doing great. Inflation is going down. You know, things just can't get any better for us. In fact, we're gonna be so rich that we're gonna have money that we don't even know what to do with that money. The average person, they believe in that illusion. So when somebody like me comes out and says, yo man, stock market is at an all-time low, businesses are going out of business, people can't fucking afford to fucking eat out, they look at me like I'm crazy, you know? So that's who Trump is here for, guys. Trump is here to stampede over these people who are living in a world of Dalala. They're living in Dalala land, you know? You know Lala land, where they live in like this imaginary world? I call it Dalala land because Arabic, Dalala, means misguidance, you know? It actually means darkness, okay? So these people who live in Dalala land, they live in misguidance. They live in darkness. And they like it like that, you know? Again, it's like Plato's cave, you know? Imagine you're stuck in this cave, but you see illusions of people happy and dancing and having fun. You're gonna be like, hey, I like where I am, you know? Guys, there's a big difference between someone pointing a gun to your head saying you gotta be in this cave versus somebody giving you the illusion that there's also other people in this cave or happy and dancing, when in reality they're not. So it's all about perception. That's all it is, you know. When I listen to the media, it's all fucking propaganda. That's what the media is. It's all propaganda. The average person, especially Muslims, they eat up the propaganda, dude, you know. These Muslims, it's like our masjid has hundreds of people. It's Ramadan. We have 200 people at our masjid. I guarantee you that nobody at our masjid has 1% of the knowledge of what's going on. I don't even go to the masjid anymore. I only go there for Fridays and that's it. Because once you get to my level and you understand and you really see how bad things are, like all the conspiracy theories are coming true, but yet you have people who live in Dalala land and they're happy, there comes a point when you're like, hey man, if I associate myself with these people for too long, they're gonna have a negative effect on me, you know? They might say I'm the crazy one and they might come after me, you know? So that's the thing about Plato's cave, is that these people who live in the Dalala land, they're under the illusion that everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy. And you come out and you tell them, hey man, this is you have no idea how bad things are and things are only going to get worse. They're going to come after you because they're going to legitimately think you're crazy, you know? So this Ramadan, you know, I haven't been to the masjid this Ramadan, like other than Friday prayer. I don't even go to the masjid to eat anymore. I don't even go there at night for prayer because, again, it's at this point, it's very despondent that you are, it's very despondent to know what I know, and that people are eating biryani, like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, totally oblivious to what's going on, and they want it like that, they like it like that, because in a way, guys, in a way, you really can't blame them, because if you tell people, if people acknowledge the type of truth that you and I know, what can they do? I mean, think about it, dudes. Think about it, right? You're a married Muslim still. You're working 3 jobs just to keep your wife happy. Your children are in school. They're draining your money. Like, what the fuck can you do? Can you hop on a plane and go to fucking Colombia? Like, dudes, like, this car, it's a rental car. Again, the insurance company from the lady who hit me is paying for this car. I can take this car to the airport, hop on a plane, and fucking be in Colombia 2 hours and 35 minutes. You know, I timed it, okay, multiple times. From the time we take off from runway to runway, from Lauderdale to Cartagena, 2 hours and 35 minutes on the dot, okay, guys? So if I want, I can take this car tonight. There's a plane that leaves Lauderdale at, like, I don't know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, and ends up going, well, no, it leaves at 10 o'clock, and it makes it to Colombia at, like, 1 o'clock, so it's, like, 7. I could be at the airport in about 2 hours, 9 o'clock. I travel light, so I don't have to check in anything. Plus, I'm a global entry, so I was past security. Imagine that, dude. It's like, imagine somebody who looks like a Middle Eastern terrorist has global entry while, you know, on that chronic gets the FBI, you know, knocking down his door, you know. So, the hypocrisy in that, if you think about it. If I want, guys, I can drive this car down to Lauderdale Airport. An hour later, I'll be on a plane to Colombia, and I'll be fine in Colombia. See, this is what a lot of these people, normies, can't do. Normies can't do what I can do. They can't do what you can do. In fact, Islam tells us that people like me and you, we actually have a moral obligation to not be here, okay? If God is sending destruction to a group of people and you are capable of leaving that area but you decide to stay, that's a you problem. Like Prophet Lot, right? Remember Prophet Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah? God told Prophet Lot, listen, dude, you gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. Otherwise, I'm gonna Nagasaki, Hiroshima, everybody else, and you included, if you stay here. So what did Lot do? He got the hell out of there. He got the hell out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God said to Lot, don't you and your family look, don't look behind you. The destruction I'm doing to Sodom and Gomorrah, don't you dare look behind you. Otherwise, the same thing will happen to you. Well, guess what? His wife, she looked back. Why? Because her heart was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And because of that, she got destroyed. You see, all these Muslim sales who are married, if they dare say to their wife, hey, honey, we gotta leave America. We gotta go to, like, Afghanistan. We gotta go to Pakistan. We gotta go to, like, maybe Colombia, Paraguay, Uruguay. Woo! Their wife will divorce them on the spot and she'll put them in prison, you know? So, again, for weak, pathetic people, hey, like TFM said, the strong do what they can, the weak must endure what they suffer, okay? That's exactly what's going to happen. So all these people who live here in America, they're living blue pill lives, they're normies, they're going to have to endure whatever type of shenanigans Trump has for them. For me, I'm Amir Twali. I'm out of America, guys. That's it. I'm out. Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. I'm out of America, you know? I'm done. That's it. I don't have to be here, dudes, you know? I can, at any time I want, I can hop in a plane. You guys saw me at Lauderdale Airport. Hey, guys, I'm leaving America. Fuck, 2.5 hours later. Hey, guys, I'm in Colombia, you know? It's gotta come down to this point. Honestly, guys, if I had the money or had the financing options, I would either purchase or lease a plane. You will need a plane that has a 1500 mile because from Lauderdale to Cartagena it's about 1500 miles, you know. Maybe make a pit stop in Yucatan, because here's the thing, that idiot Trump, he's going to close the airports, okay? When the big war happens and Trump is going to need a draft, he's going to close the airports, okay? We already know that he is closing the border with Mexico. We already know that the feminist Zionist president of Mexico, we already know that bitch is deporting Americans, okay? She is now, you know, I did this before in Tijuana, okay? You can literally drive past the border into Tijuana, into Mexico, from San Diego, and it's fine and dandy like cotton candy. Now, they're going to be enforcing passports. They're going to be enforcing visa controls. You see, I've said this in a past video, and I'm going to see it again, okay? Canada is not going to be a safe haven from us, for us, for in the big war. Mexico is not going to be a safe haven. So when Trump has a big war, don't you guys think, oh, well, I'm going to go find refuge in Mexico. I'm going to go find refuge in Canada. They'll either deny you at entry point or they're going to turn your ass back. They're going to deport you if you actually make it into their country. This is why I'm saying, you know, very important. It's very important for us to already have bases in safe countries outside of America, okay? Outside of Western civilization. That's number one. Number two, we need to have a method on how to get the fuck out of here. I'm telling you guys, like, honestly, worst case scenario, if Trump makes it impossible for you to travel with regular airlines, consider chartering a plane. Honestly, we MGTOWs should fucking come together and like buy a plane or something, you know. It's not gonna happen, but that's probably what needs to happen, to buy a fucking plane, because yes, it's gonna get that bad. It's gonna get to the point where we will need our own plane to get the fuck out of here. So if any of you MGTOW guys out there owns a plane, you know, consider, obviously you're gonna charge us for it, you know, consider letting us know so we can like know how to travel with you, like worst case scenario. Let's say, hey man, I'm in fucking Lauderdale, fucking Trump is not letting me out of the country because he closed down the airport, you know, how much you gonna charge me to take me from here to like Colombia, or take me to like Guatemala, take me somewhere where I can go there and just live there, or take a plane from there to go to wherever I want, you know. And that's another thing, you guys, going back to number one, you know, you will need like fucking you will need like residency in another country, guys, okay? You guys gotta understand, dudes, like, you can't live in a country like an illegal immigrant. Yeah, sure, the Latinos do it here, but over there, if you try to do that, you know, they actually take that shit seriously, believe it or not. So you guys gotta have a plan to live overseas. Like right now, you guys need to already have bases overseas. I already have that, okay? If you guys don't have that, that's a big problem. At this point, if you don't already have bases overseas, you're like a frog in almost boiling water at this point, okay? See, the thing about me is that I can go to Colombia, I can live there just fine, okay? I can get a visa where I can stay, you know, first of all, as an American, you can stay there for up to 3 months, and then you can go there and get a visa. You can extend the visa for another 3 months, okay? Of course, I'll be traveling to other countries as well, because you don't want to become a tax resident in Colombia, because Colombian taxes are fucking too much and too complicated. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that you guys need to be able to, like, live in different parts of the world and still make money, you know, and still be able to survive, because eventually you will have to leave Western civilization. It's gonna get to the point where you will have to leave the West, okay, guys? I don't know when Trump will be destroyed. Assuming Trump is the actual Antichrist, Islam tells us the Antichrist will spend 40 days on this earth, a day like a year, a day like a month, a day like a week, and the remaining 37 days are like regular days. So if you do the math, the Antichrist will spend 429 days in this world. Now, some of you might get smart and say, actually, it's 440 days. Well, in Islam, we go by the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. And the lunar calendar, which is the divine calendar, by the way, is 11 days shorter than the solar calendar. So maybe Trump will finally be exterminated 429 days after he became president, you know. And you guys have to understand, if Trump is genuinely the Antichrist, like I think, I can't exterminate him, you can't exterminate him. The only person who can exterminate Donald J. Trump would be the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. So, let's say Trump, well, we know Trump took power on January 21. So, let's say Trump has 429 days before he gets exterminated by Jesus. So that means we have a little over a year of Trump doing his shenanigans. We have a little over a year of Dabbat al-Ard. We have a year of the beast of the earth just trampling everybody who gets in his way. So this can probably go really bad really soon. Guys, if there's a war with Iran by June, July, trust and believe nuclear weapons will be used. If nuclear weapons are used, you're going to have at least a year of mass starvation, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad, you know. I'm hoping best case scenario, all the people who took this Camerona vaccine, I'm hoping they just die and we inherit their shit. That would actually be best case scenario, to be honest. But in short of that, nuclear war might be a thing. Because again, a lot of people out there, guys, a lot of people really need to die. Okay, guys, a lot of people out there, I'm not going to say they're bad people. I'm simply going to say that they're not worthy of the Son of Mary. They're not worthy of Ulam Abba. They're not worthy of the world to come under the command of Jesus, you know, the Son of Mary. So, keep your head on a swivel. June, July, that's when the big war might happen. And again, a draft will happen. Not might, a draft will happen, because Islam tells us that a mountain of gold is going to be discovered in the Middle East, and out of 100 people who fight, 99 are going to die. That mountain of gold is the oil reserves or the gas reserves that they found outside of Gaza. So, yeah. Telling you guys, and Islam says the Houthis are going to be the fire that brings the world to its judgment point, okay? Not end of the world judgment, but like, hey, this is where humanity is going to head in, you know? So the war, the spark that will really start the war is going to be Yemen. Trump is going to go in there thinking to himself, oh, a bunch of uncivilized Arab Bedouins, I'm just gonna steamroll over them by din, you know, by dinner. But it's not gonna work like that. He's gonna lose his cool. Then he's gonna be like, oh man, I'm gonna obliterate fucking Gaza. You know what? I'm gonna teach those Yemenites. If I can't defeat the Yemenites, I'm gonna just kill all the Palestinians. So I'm gonna fucking do a draft, you know, draft hundreds of thousands of Americans to go die for dirty Jews. And guys, if you are drafted, turn your gun on your own side. Let me say that one more time. If you are drafted by Donald J. Trump to go die for dirty Jews, turn your guns on your own side. Period. No questions, no nothing. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand. Do you want to die for dirty Jews, or do you want to die doing something in the name of God? Dying in the Zionist state. Look, Nobody wants to get drafted, okay? In fact, try not to get drafted. The best way to not get drafted is simply not be in America. That's the best way not to get drafted. Simply don't be here. You guys need to understand, dudes, like, as evil as Trump is not going to go out of his way to go to fucking Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, Guatemala to get one fucking American, okay? He's not. So don't be in America. That's all there is to it. And I'm telling you guys, by fucking June, you already need to have a base out of America, preferably in South America. Guys, go to Uruguay. Go to Paraguay. Go to these small countries that Trump doesn't even know exist, you know. Uruguay, Paraguay. I met some people from Uruguay today. Blue eye, blonde, white. I thought they were Italians, you know. In fact, a lot of people in that region are indeed Italian, you know. They say Paraguay has like 88% white people. Dudes. In fact, next up might be Uruguay and Paraguay for me, to be honest with you. I've been hearing a lot of good things about Paraguay. So Paraguay might be next on my hit list. So, that's what I want you guys to understand. I'm getting all these DoorDash orders right about now. It's Friday. Sun's going down. In fact, I probably have to go eat right about now. Well, yeah, I have to go eat. Can't believe people are still wearing masks in 2025. Like, what's wrong? See, this is why Trump is here, guys. Trump is here to trample over these people, you know. Half of me is like, I want to exterminate Trump. Half of me wants to exterminate him. But then when I see these people wearing masks, I'm like, yeah, Trump, do your thing, dog. Go out there and exterminate these people, you know. Go ahead and give them hell, you know. Make them have a miserable life. They deserve it. See, this is the thing you guys gotta understand. If Trump really is the Antichrist, you can't kill him. I can't kill him. Only the Son of Mary can kill him. And even at that, you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, I wanna see a lot of people suffer, struggle, and sacrifice because of Trump. I really do. Like, when I see people wearing masks in 2025, like the idiots in front of me, I just want to see them suffer. And if that means Trump has to be around to make them suffer, hey, more power to Trump. Make these niggers suffer, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, said it before and said it again. Trump is not here for you and me. He's here to... Damn, I'll... There's a minute or two. I'm almost done with this video. It's like, wow, a 50-minute video. Trump is not here for me and you guys. He's not. He doesn't care about us, you know. If we go to, like, fucking Uruguay, Paraguay, he's not gonna come after us. He's not here for us. You guys gotta understand, Trump is here to what's a damn word, you know, to stampede over wishy-washy people who still wear masks, people who believe in government propaganda, just genetically inferior people who don't deserve to be on this, to be in this world to begin with. That's who he's here for. I'm not saying the people who are wearing masks are like bad people. I'm just saying that they're just genetically inferior and they honestly shouldn't be on this earth to begin with. See, this is what you guys gotta understand. A lot of people need to be exterminated. Again, not because they're bad people, but because they're not worthy of being in this world. That's all there is to it, guys. So for people like you and me, just go off grid, go to a different country, lay low. And you guys gotta understand, Trump is gonna be exterminated in the Middle East. The Middle East is gonna be the end of Trump. Once Jesus exterminates Donald J. Trump, that's when we can come back, and that is gonna be hockey mask time for the Jews. That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.